Radicals, Muslims in West join to celebrate Hamas terror attacks. By Neil Munro on October 9, 2023. Radicals and immigrant Muslims in many Western countries staged pro-Hamas and anti-Jewish celebrations on Sunday, joining as one to celebrate the terror group's bloody, hateful, and likely counterproductive assaults on Israeli civilians and soldiers. The protests took place in cities where political and business leaders have imported millions of devout, or lapsed, Muslims to artificially stimulate the local economies. In Australia, a large crowd gathered outside Lake Mba Station on Sunday night, just one day after at least 600 Israeli civilians were killed and thousands more injured in the largest and most well-coordinated strike on the Jewish state in 50 years, DailyMail.com reported on October 8. "I'm smiling and I'm happy. I'm elated," Sheikh Ibrahim Dadoon told the crowd. "It's a day of courage. It's a day of pride. It's a day of victory. This is the day we've been waiting for," he shouted as the mob who chanted Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar means Allah is supreme. Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese condemned the event, but his left-wing Labour government is accelerating the inflow of economic migrants into Australia. Some Muslim leaders, such as the government of the United Arab Emirates, have condemned the killers, many of whom waved Islam's index finger salute over the Jewish corpses. In the United States, where President Barack Obama accelerated diversity and Arab migration, Hamas supporters celebrated outside the White House on Sunday. In Massachusetts, Muslim and anti-American students and graduates at the very diverse Harvard University posted a letter defending the Hamas massacre. "We, the undersigned student organizations, hold the Israeli regime entirely responsible for all unfolding violence. We call on the Harvard community to take action to stop the ongoing annihilation of Palestinians." Many migrants, certainly, not all, deeply resent Western nations' economic, technological, and civic superiority over their home countries and cultures. For some migrants, the resentment curdles into hate and contempt, usually amid Westerners' inability to recognize the rejection. In New York, the small pro-Hamas celebration was met by a group of pro-Israeli protesters. The New York celebrations included a few self-proclaimed Jews. This bizarre rarity is almost inevitable in any large population. Hamas supporters celebrated in San Francisco. In Seattle, the pro-Hamas celebrates engaged in a fight with local Jews. In Chicago, a small crowd assembled to cheer for Hamas. Another celebration took place in Philadelphia, which has declared itself a sanctuary city for illegal migrants. Canada has a policy of maximizing immigration to spur business growth, and some newly arrived Muslims turned out in Montreal to celebrate the slaughter of Jews in Israel. In Germany, police suppressed the anti-Jewish celebrations. Government leaders do not want an echo of their nation's recent anti-Semitic history amid their economic policy of accelerating Muslim migration from Turkey, Syria, and many other countries. But the government's imported Hamas supporters celebrated in Berlin. The Dutch state has imported so many Muslims that the parliament has a pro-Muslim political party plus pro-Hamas celebrations in the street. The British government has imported a population of 4 million Muslims. In Brighton, which is south of London, a Muslim described the slaughters as self-defense. Only a few people attended a celebration in Vienna, Austria. Many Muslim migrants enter Europe through Greece. So there was a pro-Hamas celebration in the Greek island of Kos. Muslims celebrated the attacks in Barcelona, Spain. The protest was joined by local Catalan nationalists who have encouraged Muslim migration into their separatist, anti-Spanish region. The Catalan flag mostly consists of yellow and red stripes. There were no reported pro-Hamas celebrations in low-migration Poland. Far from the West, Indian Muslims celebrated in India's province of Uttar Pradesh. India is a Hindu country with a population of roughly 210 million Muslims. The Muslims invaded Hindu India 1,000 years ago and were only stopped by Hindu armies and the British colonists in the early 1800s. Editorial note, 1X, formerly Twitter, post in this story was removed due to questions about its veracity.